scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We've got a good one for you tonight. Should be a barn burner at the Habitat of the Cat. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. The Jackson Center Tigers on this Saturday evening host the number one team in the state in boys division four, Columbus Grove. The Bulldogs come to town 18-0 on the year. Jackson Center now 15-4, having lost in overtime last night at Botkins, having dropped two of the last three. Head coach Scott Elkert in his 20th year at Jackson Center has changed up his lineup a few times in the last few weeks, trying to get his club to gel here late in the campaign prior to the tournament. We'll see what develops this evening. Great opposition. Columbus Grove comes in, only dressing, what, 8-9 varsity players, Chuck. But these are tall, well-built young men. Two starters averaging over 16 a game. It's a team that averages almost 70 per game offensively. Only 10 turnovers, 12 steals per contest. Jackson Center plays a stout schedule. Shelby County League, round robin, everybody twice. Columbus Grove plays in the Putnam County League. Unbeaten, of course, in the league is Columbus Grove. Not quite the competition that exists in the Shelby County League. Nonetheless, this Putnam County club has earned its number one rating and wins every way imaginable. Beat Lima Bath 82-62. Bath tried to push it, run. Columbus Grove piled up in excess of 80. Kaleida tried to hold the ball, middle of January. Guess what? Columbus Grove shackled Kaleida with good defense, beat him 36-23. Chris Sauter, a 1991 grad of Columbus Grove, former varsity coach for 14 years at Ada, is the mentor of this Columbus Grove program. He's won 9, 11, 19 each of the last 3 years. He's got 18 wins already. Great crowd from Columbus Grove here, Chuck. Should be a very fine game. High-octane offense, Columbus Grove. Sticky defense, Jackson Center. Something's got
to
give.
Well, Jackson Center is going to have to play their usual sticky defense. They're going to have to score some points. They have really been challenged in two of their last three games in losses. They have not scored, and they got to figure out a way to score because Columbus Grove's got three kids averaging in double figures, another one at 8.5, and a kid that comes off the bench averaging 6.7. That's very, very balanced. They shoot threes. You were looking through the scorebook, and this Bernesser has had double-digit three-point games twice in the season.
And two times this year, once against a good Spencerville club, he has dropped in 10 threes. Count them. Not four, not five, not a half dozen. 10, 30 points behind the arc twice in one game for Tate Bernesser, a 6'3 junior wing player for the Columbus Grove Bulldogs. He's not the leading scorer.
No.
Averaging a point per game better is Blake Reynolds, a 6'4" junior wing player. And notice I said juniors.
Three leading scorers. If you add Gage Clement in there, also a junior,
right? Junior varsity game won, but Jackson Center easily.
They lit it up, boy. They are playing better and better and better.
Oh, yeah. Bodes well next year for the Jackson Center Tigers, who will have the leading scorer, 20 points a game, junior Aiden Reichert, back again next season. Columbus Grove Junior Varsity had lost just three times coming into tonight. Jackson Center Tigers played one of their very best JV games of the season. Final deficit was pushing 20 when it was all said and done.
Yeah, they got the lead early, and they held it the whole game. Columbus Grove made a couple of runs at them, but that was about as well as that group of young men can play. We saw them beat Anna last week here. Anna had beaten them by 32 points
right.
The first time, and they beat them here in the second game. That's how much better they have improved.
I've gotten to know Chris Sauter, head coach of Columbus Grove, a little bit. He had a fine team several years back at Ada, which went all the way to the state semifinals, was beaten. We saw that Ada club play down at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena in the boys' Division IV regional. Mighty fine team. He's got a club this year here at Columbus Grove that is every bit as good, if not better, than that Ada team. And Chris says with that question, this is for sure his best team in 4 years here at Columbus Grove.
And we'll see what he has to say next year when he's got these same kids back. But I'll tell you, on paper, and the way things have been going recently, you kind of write Jackson Center off. Scott Elkert is as good a basketball coach as there is in the area, and he is going to have them ready to play. Now, can they match up with Columbus Grove firepower? I'm not sure.
Right.
But they will do the right things, and they will make every effort to try to keep this game in the 30s, 40s at the worst.
I think it was in Northwest Central Ohio at Upper Sandusky where Jackson Center head coach Scott Elkert began his coaching, and he started to earn a reputation as an outstanding coach, especially on the defensive side of the ball, up at Upper Sandusky.
Well, and I joked with him once. I said, boy, just think if you would have stayed there, how good you would have been with the Dieblers. And he goes, I don't think the Dieblers would have come there if I was still the coach.
So. That's funny. Well, the habitat of the cat here in Jackson Center, Ohio, is adorned with a lot of red and black on our side.
It's crowded behind us.
Yes, it is. I think the entire town of Columbus Grove in Putnam County is here this evening for this game between these two clubs. A sea of orange and black across the way representing Jackson Center, and many Jackson Center fans down to our right on this side. This gym seats short of 2,000. I bet we'll have 1,800 in here tonight. Nearly a packed house.
Last week when Anna was here, there was not a seat to be had.
No. For you listeners who join us on a regular basis, you can probably differentiate this webcast from others. You know we're at Jackson Center because you probably recognize the Tigers' pep band. It is striking up a lot of raucous music already here at Jackson Center High School. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here for this game tonight between Jackson Center and Columbus Grove. Our regulars, our anchors, include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We salute three new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. We also say hello to Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. What you can imagine, we can create. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, we will keep you moving forward. We also say hello to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What is your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets, helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 at Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. And Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Well, Chuck, I spoke too soon. Now I know why there were only 8 or 9 varsity players on the floor for Columbus Grove a few minutes ago. Several JVs dressing for the varsity have now entered the hardwood.
Right, yeah, they dress them out, but JV players, they're not going to play unless it's a blowout.
Right.
So they get their time. They sit back there. They don't really need to warm up strong. They just play the game.
Well, as Chuck noted a few minutes ago, as you look down through this Columbus Grove roster, just 2 seniors, only 1 senior starter, 6-foot senior guard Evan Hopkins. Off the bench, 5'10 senior guard Tanner Smith. Everybody else underclassmen.
Yep. Yeah, they're as good as they are now. They're probably going to be better next year.
Now this Jackson Center Tigers team, as you look at its roster, about a half dozen seniors. Mason Flatfoot, Christopher Elkert, Garrett Heitkamp, Clay Akers, Garrett Bringer, and Jaron Reese, all 12th graders. Calvin Winter, unable to go this year. He's a 6'5 senior. Boy, the Tigers would have loved to have him. Labrum injury knocked him out, a year ago this year? 2 seasons gone for Calvin.
It was his right last year as his left this year. Really sad for the poor kid. Had to miss his junior and senior year, and he would have helped Jackson.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Great atmosphere here tonight at Jackson Center. It's got a district final, regional semifinal feel to it. Of course, these two clubs, Jackson Center and Columbus Grove, are in different districts, different regions in Division IV boys basketball. Jackson Center will play its sectional at Piqua. If it's lucky enough to advance on, win the district, it'll play in the regional, which this year in Boys Division IV is at the UD Arena. Columbus Grove, of course, remains in the Northwest District and Northwest Regional.
Well, because the tomorrow's the tournament draw,
right?
But because the voting's already over with, this game will have no bearing on where anybody gets seated.
Right, right. So it's not possible for these two clubs to meet in the district or regional. They could, if they were lucky enough, to hook up in the state tournament in Columbus. This year, the girls' state Final Four is being played at St. John Arena.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of neat to go back there.
And the boys at the Schottenstein Center. And I think next year, just the reverse.
Yep.
Boys at St. John, girls at Schottenstein. We'll return with the starters and the opening tip in just a moment. Fourth-year head coach Chris Sauter guides this very good Columbus Grove team, 18-0, number 1 in the state in Boys Division 4. Jackson Center Tigers, with a mark of 15-4 on the year, are coached by 20-year man Scott Elkert. The Tigers down to our right standing, and in front of us to our left, Columbus Grove. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the game. Jackson Center hosting Columbus Grove on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Aiden Reichert leads Jackson Center in scoring, just under 20 points a game, Chuck. He needs a 25-point outing tonight in order for Jackson Center to hang with this highly touted Columbus Grove club. And Aiden's averaging about 7.5 rebounds a game. He's got to stay on the floor and not get in foul trouble.
Yeah, I mean, he is the key, but I'll tell you, they need to get him some help, because if he gets 20 and nobody else scores,
right,
it's going to be a long night for him.
And that's been the struggle off and on for Jackson Center this year. Garrett Pringer, Clay Akers, Christopher Elkert, Trevor Sosby, Camden Reese. They've chipped in occasionally with a double-digit game. A couple of those young men I just mentioned need to hit for 10 or a dozen in this contest tonight. Opening five has just been introduced for Columbus Grove. Here comes the quintet for the Jackson Center Tigers. Camden Reese, 6'2", freshman, 4.5 points a game starts, with Aiden Reichert, 6'5", junior in the middle, just under 20 points a game. Clay Akers, 6-foot senior at guard, 5 points a game. Garrett Heitkamp, 5'11", senior at guard. And the fifth starter, Christopher Elkert, 7.5 points a game, 5'10" senior for Jackson Center. The beginning five for Columbus Grove. Blake Reynolds, 6'4", junior, wing player, 16.8 a game. Tate Burnesser, 6'3", junior, wing player, 16.1 a game. Gabe Clement, 6-foot junior guard, 10 points a game. Ethan Hawker, 6'1", junior, 5.5 points a game. And the fifth starter is Evan Hopkins, 6-foot senior, 8.5 points a game. Those are the two starting fives for the Jackson Center Tigers and Columbus Grove Bulldogs, coached by Scott Elkert and Chris Sauter, respectively. Here we go. Columbus Grove in the road red. Red numbers with the light gray trim around the numerals, which are tough to see. Jackson Center, the home white, with black numbers outlined in orange. And the tap to start the game is won by Jackson Center. Moving from right to left on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Here's an inside pass to Reichert in the lane. Double team, triple team. On the arc to Elkert. A long triple, a high archer, a skyscraper. It's good.
Yeah, they put three people on Reichert around when he caught the ball down there, and he found Elkert. That was a nice play.
Here is Columbus Grove working hard down to the inside. Powering to the rim goes Blake Reynolds. He's bodied by Reichert. Ball is slapped out of bounds. It goes to Columbus Grove. Baseline left.
I'm sure the Columbus Grove fans are sitting here going, here we go again, because the JV's made 15 threes in that game.
Here's Evan Hopkins inbounding to Tate Burnesser. Behind the arc, right flank, missed it short, no good. Long rebound garnered by Hopkins. Hopkins hands off to Reynolds. Blake Reynolds, top of the circle, 6'4". Passes it outside the arc on the right to Hopkins. Coming out to catch is Burnesser. Burnesser dribbles into the left corner. He's double teamed, but is forced to give it up. It's Hawker. 25 feet away, Hopkins. Straight on. Thought about shooting. Didn't. Jackson Center defense clinging tightly to Columbus Grove, which finally penetrates the lane. Here's a dribble drive through the paint area by Reynolds. Awkward shot off balance. No good. Off the heel. Rebound Jackson Center.
Well, we watched the number one team in Division III lose last week for the first time. Maybe we'll get the same thing tonight.
Yep. Two weekends in a row, weak catch. The number one teams in the state. Versailles boys D3 last Saturday. Tonight, Columbus Grove boys D4. We played a minute 40. 3-0 Jackson Center. One shot, one make. 25 feet away on the right, it's Elkert, the head coach's son, on the bounce. Being pressured by Hopkins, 30 feet out. Ball fed right corner. Clay Akers starts a drive, pulls up baseline, gets below the rim. He's hemmed in. Pitches it out in the corner to Reichert on top to Heitkamp. Deep left corner, three ball by Camden Reese. Swish, a trip ball. Two of them for the Tigers, who lead it 6-0. Columbus Grove, four-court right. Chuck, you'll have to help me on these numerals.
Yeah, they're hard to see, aren't they?
Uh-huh. Red numbers on red shirts with very light gray thread trim. Top of the circle with the ball, it's Clement. Throws left flank to Bernesser. Bernesser wants to shoot the three. Tipped in the air by Camden Reese. No foul. Could have been. No whistle, though. Jackson Center got the loose ball. Here's Elkert down the floor to Heitkamp. Back to Elkert. 5:18 to go in the first. Columbus Grove, averaging 68 a game, has been held scoreless. Another three try by Camden Reese. Airballed it. Rebound down to Columbus Grove. Here's Bernesser up the floor. Gives it up. Gets it back. Fires the high arching trifecta. No. Banged off the rim. The glass. Rebound to Reichert for Jackson Center. Up the floor to Akers. On top to Heitkamp. 6-0 Jackson Center. 4:55 to go in the first. Baseline left. Reichert overshoots the 12-footer. Rebound lost by Columbus Grove. Picked back up by the Tigers. Reichert back to the basket mid-range. Swerves into the paint. Doesn't shoot. Double-teamed. Goes to Heitkamp. Right side Reese. Columbus Grove lets him fire. He doesn't pull the trigger. Hand off to Reichert. Foul line. Behind him to Heitkamp. Baseline right. Reese. Reese drives. Banks it on the run. Got it. 5 points for freshman Camden Reese. And Jackson Center bolts on top 8-0. Here is Blake Reynolds, 30 feet away for Columbus Grove. Far right wing, Devin Hopkins. On top to Bernesser. Pass. Bounce pass to a cutter. Driving to the rim and scoring. It's Hawker. Beautiful play. Well done. Columbus Grove on the board. Took them 4 minutes. 8-2, Jackson Center. 30 feet out, left wing. It's Camden Reese. He motions. Goes to the arc with it. Still bounces. He's guarded loosely. Now to Garrett Heitkamp on top. Rotates all around the top of the circle. Hesitates and double dribbles.
Started to throw the pass. It wasn't there, and he got his hand on the ball again.
Good observation by the referee. That was the right call. 8-2, Jackson Center. 3:46 to go in the first. Now, number three, Tate Bernesser, has got the tape around his left wrist.
Yep, that's how you can figure out
that,
who he is.
That'll distinguish him. Outside the arc on the right, it's Hawker. Ball thrown down in the left corner to Bernesser. Bernesser thought about shooting. Tries to peel off a screen. Pick and roll with the teammate Reynolds. Reynolds looks over the defense. Reynolds has got the gray wrap on the right forearm. Ball thrown to the cutter. Bernesser, he's shut off. Jackson Center's defense has squelched most of the drive. Columbus Grove wants to try. Shot fake on the arc. Here's Bernesser going baseline. Block, double team, but Jackson Center. Reichert and Reese slammed it out of bounds.
I'll tell you what, Reese bit on the ball fake, but he recovered to block the shot. Nice job.
He did. He came up from the rear and got the swat. 3 minutes left, first quarter, 8-2 Jackson Center. Ball thrown in, baseline right. Junior Alex Schneider is in. Hits a cutter in the paint. It's Tate Bernesser with a floater. Swish! 8-4. Jackson Center by 4. Was that Bernesser? Was that right?
Bernesser,
okay.
Yep.
The 2 and the 3 on the backs of Reynolds and Bernesser look a little bit alike, especially when it's red on red. Here's Camden Reese. He gives it up on top to Garrett Pringer, who's in now. substitute, 6 foot senior, Pringer on the floor for the Tigers, who lead it 8-4, all the way down to 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Jackson Center on top. Here's Heitkamp throwing a telegraph pass cross court for Reese. Broken up, nearly stolen on the play by Evan Hopkins. Recovered, though, by the Tigers in backcourt. Here's Camden Reese, right corner, Reichert. Long, high, arching three ball, 24-footer, short, no good. Rebound yanked down by Reynolds. Reynolds up to Burnesser for Columbus Grove. Gives it up to Hopkins. Hopkins steps back, shoots the triple, way short. Rebound glances off the rim, tracked down in the corner by Heitkamp of Jackson Center. He's on the bounce to the head of the key. Minute 45 to go, first quarter, 8-4 Tigers. Right wing, it's Pringer. Now Reichert. Has Aiden scored yet for Jackson Center?
He has not.
Popping out to catch Elkert for Jackson Center. Now he retreats towards that big Tiger logo at midcourt. It spans two-thirds of the floor from one sideline to the other. Here's the ball thrown inside to Reichert. It is tapped, knocked away by Columbus Grove. Here come the Bulldogs down the floor. Burnesser, top of the circle. Right wing, Schneider. Ball flipped out on top to Gabe Clement, who guides the attack right now. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Ball lobbed into the lane. Back to the basket, spinning as Reynolds nearly walked. Fumbled the ball. Got it back. Juggled it again. Looked like he traveled. Yes, he did.
Three times.
And for sure, for sure, too. Excellent defense by Jackson Center.
That was Elkert. Elkert switched off on him and did a nice job of holding his ground.
Of course, the Tigers are ball hawking the two 16-point scorers for Columbus Grove, Reynolds and Burnesser. We're all the way down to 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Jackson Center in the lead 8-4. Columbus Grove has been stifled offensively, coming off a 57-43 win over Delphus Jefferson last night. Ball thrown to Akers, top of the circle for the Tigers. Left wing, it goes to Pringer. He nearly traveled. It could have been whistled. No call. Pringer has an avenue. Drives, baseline left, blocked out of bounds. Wow. Burnesser with a big-time cram of Pringer for Jackson Center. Thought he had a lane. It was shut down. And the ball was swatted off the wall. Great inbounds play by Jackson Center. Goes inside to Reichert. Reichert lays it up, no good. Step back, yes, and a foul on Columbus Grove. Aiden Reichert's first two, averaging nearly 20.
Did a nice job of staying with that one.
10-4, Tigers up six. 28 seconds to go, first period. Columbus Grove student cheering section down to her left drew the ire of the official momentarily. Aiden Reichert, free throw, three-point play. He's got it. 11-4, Tigers. Here's Reynolds in backcourt. And we have a momentary delay. Jackson Center wanted to get a sub on the floor. And here comes a Tiger in the person of Jaron Reese. So it's Reese, Pringer, Akers, Reichert, Elkert. Columbus Grove walks it up. It's Reynolds over the Tigers logo at midcourt. He's picked up by Reichert 35 feet away. Head coach Chris Sider of Columbus Grove motions one shot. Down to 12-11. Let's see if Reynolds gives it up, gets it back, and drives. There he goes. Bounce pass to Clement. Back to Reynolds, right corner. He barrels in from the wing all the way to the hoop and hits it with 3 seconds left. Reichert at midcourt for Jackson Center. A 45-foot launch. No good off to the left. And the first quarter finishes. Jackson Center 11. Columbus Grove 6-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Yep, these two clubs have, these two clubs have met the last 5 years. Columbus Grove has won the last two meetings, 37-31 and 65-41. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Jackson Center victorious, 49-28 and 55-50. And in the 2014-15 season, Columbus Grove triumphant 55-38. So it's been a pretty closely played rivalry, which will continue next year at Columbus Grove. Well, the Bulldogs were held without a point, Chuck, for better than 3.5 minutes.
Yep, right around the 4-minute mark when they scored their first basket.
But the visiting club did get the last two. Boy, this Reynolds at 6'4 gives you the impression, Chuck, he could put it on the floor, drive it to the hoop anytime he wanted.
He's nice around the basket. I'm impressed.
Here is Alex Schneider, 6'1 junior guard, with the ball for the Bulldogs. Long three-point try. Burnesser, look out. Swish! 24-footer, Burnesser. Jaron Reese didn't go out and put a hand in his face.
You're not used to having to guard somebody that deep.
Right. Burnesser kept backing up. And at nearly 6'4", he can launch and shoot it over you from distance. 11-9, Jackson Center by two. Here's a baseline jump shot. Jaron Reese got it for Jackson Center. Good feed by Riker. Quickly countering Columbus Grove. Triple try. Schneider, left corner. Long rebound, Tigers. A minute gone, second quarter, 13-9, Jackson Center. Dribbling up the floor, Elkert, right side, Pringer. Pringer looks for Reichert on top, gets it to him. Aiden's got it, 30 feet out, 20 feet out, foul line, spin move, in the lane, an eternity. Got out just in time. Gave it up, got it back low on the right. Seven-footer, heavy on the shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Reynolds. He darts up the floor for Grove. Foul line extended right, shut off in the lane. On the arc to Burnesser. Missed it, a little lengthy. Weak side rebound, Akers for Jackson Center. 6:30 left in the second. 13-9 Jackson Center. Elkert through the lane. Baseline left to Garrett Pringer. Pumps it in from 15. Good feed by Elkert. Pretty efficient offense for Jackson Center so far. Here's Evan Hopkins at the elbow on the right. 15-foot fadeaway. No good. Stick back up and in.
Elkert.
Good job by Hawker of Columbus Grove. He got the follow on the miss. And it's 15-11. Jackson Center's lead is 4 as the clubs exchange hoops. 5:50 to go here in the second quarter. Here's a drive by Pringer. Pringer into the lane for Jackson Center. Went up to shoot it. Lost the ball. Rebounded by Burnesser. Down the floor to a teammate. Driving layup is good. Splendid play. Schneider got the goal.
I was trying to find him.
6'1 junior Schneider. Transition basket for Columbus Grove, which has cut the Tigers' lead to 2. 15-13, 5:20 left in the second. Pringer on the arc for Jackson Center. High dribble. Oh, makes a bad pass behind Elkert. Out of bounds. Substitutions for Jackson Center. Akers, Pringer, Jaron Reese out. We've got Heitkamp back on the floor, along with Akers, Riker, Camden Reese, Elkert, the five, who began the game for Jackson Center. Straight away, Burnesser for Columbus Grove. Right wing, it goes to Clement. Coming out behind the screen to catch is Burnesser, lets it fly. 26-footer, hit the rim, came off. Rebound in the lane by Reynolds, up and good with the left hand.
I don't know how Riker, rebound got away from him, it should have been his.
Reynolds, right place, right time. Ball hung on the rim a little longer than Riker thought it might. We're tied at 15. 4:49 to go, second quarter. Elkert dribble drive into the lane. Hand off to Riker down low. He's doubled, tripled, hits the cutter. Heitkamp driving layup, no. Got the rebound back and put it through. Nice play for senior guard 5'11", Garrett Heitkamp for Jackson Center, which leads again by 2, 17-15. Jackson Center about a month ago was ranked in the second 10 in the state in the boys division 4 poll. Columbus Grove is the state's leader in the last AP poll, 18-0. Jackson Center 15-4. We just had Clement guilty of traveling through the top of the circle. He took steps big time.
Yeah, he got a little shuffle going there.
Jackson Center ball back with a 2-point edge. Here's Heitkamp in backcourt against Clement. Very good defense by Gabe, 6-foot junior guard for Columbus Grove. Heitkamp stops his dribble 30 feet away. Baseline right, Reichert. On the arc, Camden Reese right back into Reichert. double team, spins to the rim. Body foul committed by Columbus Grove in the act of shooting.
That's why Aiden's just got to continue to go up with it.
Yes.
He's going to be in traffic. There's not going to be anything easy.
You're right. He will be double teamed at minimum, oftentimes squeezed by three guys when he gets it down low. He is Jackson Center's leading scorer on the year, 20 points a game. He's scoring half the Tigers' points. Free throw, Reichert, yes. 18-15, Jackson Center by three. Substitution, Evan Hopkins back in for Columbus Grove. In there briefly was Tanner Smith, the senior. He sits down. Second free throw by Reichert. Off the back flange. Long rebound garnered off the floor by Columbus Grove, which is down 3, 18-15. 3:55 to go in the second quarter. On a weave, it's Clement for Columbus Grove. Handoff on the plate of Reynolds. Look at him drive. Goes to work down the lane. A little strong on the shot. Rebound Clement in the lane. Flips it out to Bernesser. And Columbus Grove resets. On the weave, out high, it's Schneider. Dribble drive, handoff to Reynolds, 30 feet out. Now it goes to a teammate, Evan Hopkins, who lost the ball, fumbled it. Reichert run out, Jackson Center, teardrop, good! 20-15, Jackson Center by five.
Good defense by Akers. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you.
Indeed, Akers, Johnny on the spot, quick hands, yes. He forced the turnover, and Reichert made Columbus Grove pay. Here is Bernesser. My gosh, Chuck. That shot was taken from out of Route 274.
And way early in the clock that
yep,
time.
That was a quick settle by Columbus Grove. He missed it badly. Rebound down to Jackson Center's Heitkamp. Popping out to catch Jaron Reese. Or I should say Camden Reese. 34 is in. Jaron, his brother, is 24. Ball thrown by Columbus Grove, or I should say by Jackson Center into the corner. Intercepted by Columbus Grove. Saved inbounds right to a Tiger. Jackson Center resets. 2:37 to go in the second. 20-15, Jackson Center. Heitkamp between the circles goes to Elkert. Elkert 20 feet away, picked up by Clement. Left side pass to Akers. On him, Bernesser. Straight away, Heitkamp. Heitkamp retreats. 2:20 left to go, second quarter. Backdoor Reichert, not available to receive the ball. Tigers don't give it up. They still can control it. 25 feet out. Right near the Tigers logo now at midcourt is Christopher Elkert. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Jackson Center 20, Columbus Grove 15. Jackson Center yet to commit a foul in this game. Wide open player down low on the left is Akers. Makes an extra pass to a teammate. Shot by Pringer, or I should say by Reichert, is good, but wave it off. Push-off foul against Columbus Grove on the pass before it's common.
I'll give him that.
Yep. Scattered floor. Jackson Center broke a guy free. Foul by Columbus Grove. Saved an easy deuce. Tigers inbounded on the arc to Akers. Important possession here as we get late in the second quarter. Jackson Center up five. Telegraph pass to the right, broken up by Reynolds. Loose ball, fumbled away, kicked out of bounds by Jackson Center, which got a little sloppy.
Yeah, well, they're throwing passes that aren't there.
Right.
I mean, it's only five turnovers, but that was a bad one.
Five turnovers, Chuck, in a game this slowly paced is a little high.
Yep.
That's a dozen for the game. Got a minute 35 left here in the second quarter. Here's Reynolds back to the basket. Hand off to Bernesser, nearly fouled. Threw it into the paint area to a teammate. Here's an awkward 12-foot fadeaway by Hopkins. Off the back rim, way up in the air. It came down, jiggled between the rim, and went in.
Yep, that was a nice shooter's touch right there.
Yep, favorable roll for Hopkins. Here's a trap, double team by Columbus Grove, and Jackson Center gets a little jittery and throws it out of bounds.
Well, with Columbus Grove's size, when they trap you like that, you're kind of in trouble.
1:09 to go, second quarter. Jackson Center 20, Columbus Grove 17. 25 feet out on the wing, it is Schneider. Into the paint area, Bernesser twisting, turning, off balance from seven. No, good defense by Reichert. He caused the errant shot. Jackson Center may put it in the deep freeze and play for one. Reichert top of the circle. Hand off to Camden Reese, 42 seconds to go, first half. Jackson Center 20, Columbus Grove 17. Columbus Grove fell behind early, I think by as many as eight, got it tied. Jackson Center's up three. And we've got a push-off at midcourt against Evan Hopkins of Columbus Grove, the team's fourth. Jackson Center amazingly still without a personal foul. And I'm sure the Columbus Grove fans listening to us.
They can see the scoreboard. They see that zero up there.
Yeah, the spectators here from Columbus Grove can. And I'm sure those tuned in to us online are saying, what? No fouls on Jackson Center? How can that be?
I'm not sure because it's been a really highly intense. The defense has been intense.
Yeah, it sure has. It's been tight. Physical. 18 seconds to go, first half. Jackson Center running motion offense. Elkert comes out to get it. 25 feet out. Hand off to Akers, 30 feet away. Two guys trace him from behind. It's given up to Reichert. Baseline right, 6 seconds left. Into the lane. 8-foot spin around. No good. Rebound by Columbus Grove. Here's a mid-court shot by Clement on the run. It hits the glass halfway up and caroms away. First two quarters in the books here at Jackson Center. Number one D4 team in the state, Columbus Grove, in for a task tonight. Jackson Center playing very well at the defensive end. Tigers lead by 3 over the Bulldogs at intermission 20-17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh,
a margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah,
a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
It is halftime at Jackson Center. Tigers 20, Columbus Grove Bulldogs 17 at the break. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. We're pleased to promote a new sponsor, Hoing & Hoing Builders, serving Shelby County, neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing & Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Redker Road, offering services including home remodels, additions, outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing & Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing & Hoing has got them for sale on Redker Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. 20-17 Jackson Center. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, the rebounding advantage 11-9 for Jackson Center. Columbus Grove has a 3-2 advantage on the offensive boards. The Tigers turned it over 6 times. Bulldogs turned it over 4 times. Amazingly, no free throw shot by Columbus Grove. Jackson Center all shot by Aiden Reichert. He was 2 of 3 individual scoring for Columbus Grove. Trent Furnesser with 5. Blake Reynolds with 4. Ethan Hawker with 4. They got 2 from Schneider. They got 2 from Hopkins. They scored 6 and 11. 17 for the first half. That's probably pretty close to a season high or a season low at halftime for them.
Right.
On the other side, Reichert had 6. Camden Reese had a nice first quarter. He had 5. They got 3 from Christopher Elkert. Then they got 2 each from Heitkamp and Pringer and Jaron Reese off the bench. They scored 11 and 9, lead it 20-17 at the half.
The Tigers doing a pretty good job, Chuck, limiting Columbus Grove's possessions, thus limiting the shots taken by leading scorers, Blake Reynolds and Tate Furnesser.
Now, Furnesser took a couple of really deep threes. He made one, but I think he's only like 1 for 4.
Right.
So he did a pretty nice job. I'm impressed with Reynolds. He's doing a real good job around the basket, but I'm more impressed with Reichert, who has not picked up a foul and is defending him pretty well around the basket.
I like what you said, Chuck, in that first half. When Aiden Reichert gets it down below the foul line, he's got to go to work, use his muscle, his drop step, and shoot the basketball with the left hand or right. Well, he can go either way.
He can go either way, and he's got 3 free throws. He needs to be in double figures shooting free throws for them to have a chance to win the game.
And I bet Columbus Grove head coach Chris Sauter did some chewing during that halftime intermission, telling his club, hey, we are down by 3, only 17 points here tonight in 16 minutes. We're averaging close to 70. Let's come out with a far better energy level in the third and fourth quarters.
Well, I think a lot of that had to do with the defense that the Tigers play, though.
Yep.
A lot of teams, they don't see this during the season, teams that play this kind of man-to-man defense, and it takes you a while to get yourself adjusted.
Yes. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. We are at the break. Intermission at Jackson Center, the habitat of the cat. Jackson Center 20, Columbus Grove 17. Thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, it's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court.
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
20-17, Jackson Center leads Columbus Grove by 3 here at halftime. It's our LaCal Equipment Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCal at Jackson Center has promoted student, academic, and athletic success here on Scores Broadcast since our start 14 years ago. So during this boys' game tonight, we spotlight a couple cheerleaders. From Columbus Grove, it's Ivy Parker, senior cheerleader, 3.8 GPA, daughter of Mike and Kristen Parker, active in soccer. She's a forward on the Columbus Grove girls soccer team, National Honor Society, Leo Club, FCA yearbook, gymnastics. She'll study at the University of Northwestern Ohio and pursue medical assisting. For Jackson Center, it's sophomore cheerleader Kieran Yarkoski. Sophomore, daughter of Aaron and Greg, 3.75 GPA, participates in volleyball, yearbook, band and choir, FCCLA, track, 4x1, 4x4, long jump, and she is active at the Sydney Shelby County YMCA where she works.
I know her daddy.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
How about that? You know Greg?
I know Greg. Yes, I
hello,
do.
Hello, Aaron and Greg. Marvelous daughter, Kieran. Sophomore at Jackson Center, recognized tonight here at the half, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Kieran plans to study special education at The Ohio State University. Here we go, third quarter. Jackson Center ahead by 3 over the top-ranked team in the state, Columbus Grove, 20-17. Here's a long pass up the floor, Reichert into the corner, Akers to Reichert, foul line, Jay. 15-footer off to the left. Good, strong offensive rebound by Camden Reese, who resets the attack. Reese could have gone back up with a shot, elected to throw it to Christopher Elkert straight away. And Jackson Center reorganizes. Reichert playing a little more on the perimeter here to start the third quarter. 40 seconds gone, second half. Columbus Grove yet to touch it. And that's the kind of game Jackson Center wants from here on out. Chuck, we were talking a few minutes ago. You've got to think Jackson Center will need to score far more than 20 in the second half to win this game.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're going to have to be in the 25-27 range easily.
20-17 right now. Reichert finds Clay Akers open outside the arc on the left. He is a little long on the shot. It's skidded off the rim. Rebound collected on the play by Columbus Grove. It's Bernesser to Reynolds. Out on top to Clement. Backdoor Reynolds threw it away. Very bad pass. Columbus Grove not sharp at all.
Well, they had the backdoor set up. It wasn't there.
Here is Columbus Grove. Token pressure in backcourt. And Reichert at 6'5 brings it up the floor. He's double teamed. Needs help. Lobs middle of the floor. Heitkamp whipped it up the right side to Akers. Akers steers it back on top to Heitkamp. Left wing Elkert wide open. Didn't pull the trigger. That's a shot Christopher normally will try.
I would have liked to have seen him shoot that.
Uh-oh, here's a steal. Taken away. Great play by Columbus Grove. Swiped by Evan Hopkins. Pickpocket of Elkert. Driving lay-in to make it 20-19. Hopkins with a sleight of hand maneuver. Well
done. That was quick.
Uh-huh. That was a clever steal by Hopkins. And Columbus Grove is within one. Heitkamp, top of the circle. Near wing, Elkert for Jackson Center. Straight away it goes to Reichert. Fakes right, goes left, almost walk. Then he did travel. Yes. Might have done so twice. Columbus Grove possession. A chance for the Bulldogs, the visiting club, to grab the lead. 5:50 left in the third quarter. Clement straight away looks for help. Goes to Bernesser on the arc. Picked up by Camden Reese. Coming out to catch is Reynolds. Deflected. Good overplay by Reichert. Ball goes into backcourt. Reynolds recollects. Here's Bernesser from 28. Thought about shooting. Fed it to Clement. Near side Reynolds. Darts into the lane. Shut off. Gives it up to Hopkins in the corner. No shot available. Tell you what, Jackson Center's defense will not let Columbus Grove penetrate the ball.
Well, if they're not getting to the basket, they're just having to settle a little bit.
Here's Clement. Here's Burnester. 5:15 to go, third quarter. To Reynolds against Riker. Spins into the lane. Got away with a walk. It's ruled an offensive foul. It was a travel or charging, one of the two.
One of the two, absolutely.
Good call by the referee. Tell you what, it looked to me like on that possession, Chuck, Columbus Grove was simply frustrated and tried to make something out of nothing below the foul line.
Well, yeah, they got the ball to Reynolds, and, I mean, he's only got 4 points. I'm sure he's a little frustrated offensively.
Unbelievable. Reynolds and Burnesser average 33.5 points a game between them, and they've been thwarted. Only 9 between them so far. Heitkamp inbounds to Camden Reese. He's 80 feet away from the rim. He's doubled. He's in hot water. He needs help. Flips it to Heitkamp. Heitkamp on a dash to midcourt. Up and over in 9 seconds. Gives it up to Elkert. Long, high-arching three by Elkert. In, out, no good. Stick back, Camden Reese. It rimmed. Two tough breaks for the Tigers. Rebound down to Columbus Grove, which can take the lead again. Dribble drive, Hopkins on the arc to Burnesser. Guarded by Camden Reese. 4:40 left to go, third quarter. Only 2 points tallied in the first 3.5 minutes of the second half. 20-19, Jackson Center. Here's Clement, 30 feet out, coming out to get it. Hopkins whips a pass in the left corner to Burnesser. He takes a hand in the face from Camden Reese. That's a foul.
The old Bronx cheer. That's the first foul called on Jackson.
Incredibly, foul number one on Jackson Center, and it took 20 minutes. 20 minutes. 16 in the first half. We're down to 4:20 left here in the third quarter.
That foul probably would have knocked me out. He hit him pretty hard.
Yeah, he did. A finger in the eye suffered by Burnesser. Here's a weave on top. It's Reynolds against Riker. Got away with a walk. Ducked under. Missed it short. Riker hindered him and gobbled up the rebound. Great play, Aiden Riker. Elkert trapped in backcourt. Up to Riker. Angle pass to Akers. On the arc to Heitkamp. Jackson Center won't challenge. They've had a couple of 3-on-2 chances. Here's Reichert driving, ducking under, leaning in, rimmed it, foul against Columbus Grove. 3:57 to go here in the third quarter. 20-19. Jackson Center up one. Reichert earns 2 free throws.
I like their head coach's demeanor. He did not like. He thought they got hammered down there, and he probably was right. He's just saying, hey, that's one foul. I mean, screaming at him, just saying, that's only one foul on them.
Reichert rimmed the free throw. 3 straight shots in and out for Jackson Center. Tell you what, you're right. Reynolds might have been fouled, but he's got a bad habit. When he stalemated in the lane, he shuffles badly.
He traveled first, absolutely.
He did. He walked before he was fouled. Foul wasn't called. Riker got the rebound. Here's the free throw by Aiden Riker. It is good, but it's wiped out. His toe was on the line when he shot.
He did that earlier on one, and they put it in the referee's mind because they didn't call it. That time they were looking for it.
Yep, Columbus Grove spectators have witnessed that violation, and the referee saw it and called it. A long three by Burnesser of Columbus Grove is good. You can hear the Bulldog fans behind us, and Jackson Center is now down by 2. That's Columbus Grove's first lead of this game, 22-20. I think I'm right.
That's right.
In the right corner, Camden Reese on top to Riker for Jackson Center. Enters the paint to Elkert. Long three ball. Elkert got it. That was way up in the stratosphere.
That brought rain.
23-22. Jackson Center back up one. 3:11 to go, third quarter. Boy, it's starting to get late. Only 11 minutes to go in this game. Columbus Grove down a point. Deep in the right corner, it's Hopkins. Got rattled for a moment. Still on the dribble. Gives it up to Schneider. Schneider 20 feet away. Akers defensively on him. Burnesser sizes up a three. Missed it way short. Rebound Clement. No good. Rebound pinballed around. Jackson Center's got it. Elkert down the floor to Camden Reese. In the lane to Reichert. To the rack. Up and in. Aiden Reichert with a fine drive.
And a good job finding him, too, down the lane.
25-22. Columbus Grove down 3. Here's Burnesser on the arc. Sets up. Doesn't shoot. Goes to Clement. Uh-oh. Stutter step. A walk.
A walk. Good call. Got away with a push-off before that.
Jackson Center up three, 25-22, 2:27 to go here in the third quarter. Columbus Grove got the lead, and then Elkert drained a three. Aiden Reichert, a formidable drive for two, five straight to Jackson Center, which owns a three-point bulge, 25-22. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Reichert's double-teamed, high post to Heitkamp. Gives it to Reichert on the drive, doesn't shoot. Circles the wagons out to Camden Reese. Right back into Reichert. Eight-footer, body foul. He was shoved off the block. Ball didn't go in, but he's got two free throws coming.
He needs to make these. He's missed the last three.
Aiden Reichert, he's taken some punishment on the inside. He's the go-to guy for Jackson Center. Just under 20 points a game. 6'5", junior lefty. Two free throws for Aiden. Dips the knees. It's in the air, and it's in. Jackson Center has inched back out to a four-point spread. 26-22. Second shot, Aiden Reichert flexes the knees. It's on the way. Front rim, side rim, and off. Offensive rebound, though, by Jackson Center.
Boy, that's
thrown out to Heitkamp. Heitkamp has it swiped by Schneider. And then Heitkamp reaches in. Good call by the ref. Foul, Jackson Center.
What a great rebound by Camden Reese that time.
Yes. Four-point lead, Jackson Center, which has not shot free throws as well as it needs to shoot them against the state's number one team. Hey, Bernesser's been frustrated for Columbus Grove, Chuck. He's thrown up some long Hail Marys.
Yeah, he's made two.
Here's Clement, 30 feet out. Catching straight away is Snyder. Right wing Bernesser. There's a fadeaway 27-footer. Way, way short. Jackson Center's got the rebound. Akers went digging on the floor for it. And a player for Columbus Grove hit the deck hard. He's down.
I think he might have taken a knee.
But just as I mentioned, the fact that Bernesser is throwing up some shots, Chuck, you might not try and horse. Perhaps he's used to making these, but he's off tonight.
Well, he came off a screen that time. He never got himself square.
No.
He was sideways when he shot it.
You're right. It exactly was. But I'll tell you what, Bernesser's taken three shots again. He's probably used to making 40 to 50% of these. But he's had three. I tell you what, if you strung them together, they'd be 80 to 90 feet in length, the three of them.
Yeah, that just wasn't good form that time.
No. Well, Jackson Center ball, minute 30 left. Here's another steal at midcourt by Columbus Grove. Jackson Center stole it back, though. Threw it to Pringer in the right corner. Inside to Reichert. Head coach Scott Elkert gets a timeout.
Good call.
Minute 31 to go in the third. Jackson Center by four. Trying to pull a huge upset here tonight against the number one Bulldogs of Columbus Grove on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Here we go. Jackson Center possession. 91 seconds to go, third quarter. 26-22 Tigers over the Bulldogs. Elkert inbounds 30 feet away. Camden Reese. Jackson Center has got the state's number one team and D4 in trouble. Reese baseline left doubled on the arc to Akers. Open shot. 25-footer. Bounces no good. Rebound by Reichert. No good. Rebound again by Reichert. He's held. And he'll get two. Aiden Reichert is rebounding against two, three, maybe as many as four Bulldogs. He's been a monster on the glass. Two more foul shots for Aiden.
They wanted over the back. There was no such thing. He went right beside him.
Tell you what, that long three by Akers hit the rim a couple times, almost went in. Aiden Reichert's foul shooting needs to get razor sharp down the stretch. If Jackson Center's to pull this out,
it's 4 of 8.
4 of 8, his first one here is good. 27-22, Jackson Center up five. Columbus Grove fans around us, Chuck, very displeased with the officiating.
They're not happy.
Second free throw by Reichert. Dips the knees, and he cans it. Two in a row by Reichert, and Jackson Center has slipped out to a six-point lead. I think the Tigers have reeled off seven straight points.
Yep, it was 22-21.
Yep. Columbus Grove led almost 4 minutes ago. Bulldogs have gone better than 4 minutes without a point. Some ragged shooting by Columbus Grove. Burnesser left wing. Reynolds, 30 feet out. Jackson Centers switching man-to-man has got Columbus Grove mesmerized right now. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Burnesser. Here's Hopkins, 30 feet out. Right corner, Reynolds. On him, Reichert. Reynolds wants to drive, pulls up, goes to Clement for a triple try. Bingo! He's got it. Maybe that will get Columbus Grove going.
That's his first points. Kid's averaging 10 points a game.
Yep. Gabe Clement just rifled one in. It was a three ball. 28-25. Jackson Center up three. 17 seconds to go in the third. Tigers will play for one. Here's Reichert. Let's see if Jackson Center opens the middle of the floor. Hand off to Elkert. Down to 8-7. Elkert at midcourt. Back to Reichert. Reichert behind the arc with three, with two. Reichert looks at the clock. Let's it go. Long one way off to the right. Bad last possession of Jackson Center.
Of the time.
Good final possession offensively of the quarter and defensively of this period for Columbus Grove, which is still down by three at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Hershey, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Hershey, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Hershey.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Hershey Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
The Columbus Grove has still not taken a free throw in this game.
That's amazing.
And the only one that's shot free throws for Jackson Center is Aiden Reichert.
I will say this, Columbus Grove is having a very difficult time cleanly penetrating the basketball down below the foul line. Thus, they're not getting to the stripe.
Right.
It's been pretty much all perimeter.
There might have been some bodies on some shots, but they're not calling that on either end.
Nope. They're allowing a lot of contact on drive to the hoop. Well, Columbus Grove's got the ball to start the fourth. Down to three. Ball thrown ahead of the key to Reynolds. Broken up and stolen by Reichert. Reichert down the floor, spins into the lane, and hits it. Steal, transition bucket, Reichert, Jackson Center, up 5, 30-25. 30 seconds gone, third quarter. Reynolds back to the basket, hand off to Clement. Far left wing, Burnesser, lets it fly. Swish! Triple by Burnesser.
They lost track of him that time. You can't do that. Boy, if he gets square, he's got a heck of a stroke.
41% three-point shooter. Tate Burnesser lights it up. 30-28, Jackson Center by two. 7 minutes left in the game. Ball lobbed into the right corner by Eichkamp for Reichert. It is tipped out of bounds by Columbus Grove's Reynolds.
I think they got a break there, too. I thought Reichert hit that at the end.
Tell you what, Jackson Center fortunate, hemmed in, trapped between the timeline and side court right in front of the scorer's table, and it was an errant pass, badly thrown into the corner. Columbus Grove got a fingernail on it. Jackson Center retains possession, under seven to go in the game. Jackson Center by two, Heitkamp into the post to Reichert, on the arc to Camden Reese. He will not shoot. Now to Heitkamp, 25 feet away. Heitkamp on the bounce. 6:40 left in the game. Going back door was Akers, not available. Here's Heitkamp. Looks right corner, Elkert. Elkert to Camden Reese. Boy, Jackson Center's offense right now is targeting Aiden Reichert and him only. Here's a drive by Aiden all the way to the rim. He lays it up, no good. Rebound Camden Reese, no good. Rebound Camden Reese again, no good. Rebound out of bounds, believe it or not, off Columbus Grove.
Wow.
Bulldogs can't catch a break.
Reese and Riker point blank and could not get it to drop.
They both rimmed. Each one hit every inch of the rim and came off. Jackson Center in the second half has had five or six roll around forever. Here's a bad pass, but Jackson Center stolen by Columbus Grove, and then the Tigers knock it out. Jackson Center uncharacteristically a bit sloppy, mishandling the ball. And now Columbus Grove will take a timeout with 6:23 to go in the game, 30-28, two-point lead in favor of Jackson Center. Chuck will keep it here and let our listeners know all about Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He is fully qualified and a licensed physical therapist. He works with you one-on-one individually. He develops a truly customized treatment program. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home plan for you. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, accepting all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. New here on Scores Broadcast. More about Pinnacle in a moment. Columbus Grove for the tie. Reynolds on the offensive set is in the lane. He is hampered by two defenders and draws a two-shot foul. First free throws of the night. Is that right?
Yes.
Columbus Grove chose the charity stripe. It is Blake Reynolds, 6'4 junior wing player, arches it up and barely got it to the rim. Oddly enough, Chuck, this team only shoots free throws at a 60% clip.
Well, yeah, and he hadn't shot a free throw since pregame, so it's been a while. I'm not sure that was a foul. I think it was just the fact that they haven't called anything.
Bernesser is better than 40% behind the arc on the year. So this team shoots two-pointers and three-pointers very well. Second shot by Bernesser, not good. And Jackson Center climbs to get the rebound. Good play by Camden Reese. He got the defensive board, fed it down the floor to Akers. Jackson Center by two. Elkert deep in the left corner. Columbus Grove has led only once at 22-21. Drive by Reese, right corner Akers, jump shot, short, no good. Rebound taken down by Reynolds of Columbus Grove, which can tie or take the lead. Reynolds into the forecourt, 5.5 to go. Reynolds spreads the floor. Head coach Chris Sauter demonstrates a play. Hand signals from the bench area. Columbus Grove in red with the ball deep right corner. It's Reynolds. He's double-teamed. Nearly walked with the ball. Threw it on top to teammate Schneider. Here's Bernesser. 30-footer by Bernesser. It's good. How about that? Tate Bernesser for Columbus Grove. Just lofted in the longest three ball we've seen all year. It was every bit of 30 feet.
And he had just no effort in putting it up there, boy. No.
And Columbus Grove leads 31-30. And Jackson Center gets a timeout with 4:51 to go in the game. Chuck, we'll take a break. We'll return and talk more about Pinnacle on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Don't forget, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer in Fort Loramie is a good guy to know. For the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 419-1491, 419-1491. Let Pinnacle help you move forward. Here's Christopher Elkert, long three-pointer, but Jackson Center's Elkert is no good after the timeout. It's off the back rim. Long rebound, is pulled down by Reichert. He's undercut, fouled. Out of bounds to Jackson Center.
He had him by, they didn't even call the first foul where he had him by the jersey, yep. So they can't complain about that one.
4:29 to go. No, it was clearly a foul on Columbus Grove. You can complain all you want, but the officials were right on it. When you tug on the jersey, you're called for it. Jackson Center down one. Columbus Grove with its second lead of the night. Here's a deep left corner three by Akers at Jackson Center. No good. Rebound to Clement. Here comes Columbus Grove down the floor. Clement thought about shooting, gave it up.
Good choice.
Yes. Hawker back to Clement. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center 31, Columbus Grove 30. Here's Reynolds, head of the key, drive down the left side of the lane, all the way to the rack with the left hand. Got it, and a foul on Jackson Center. What a play by Reynolds.
This trap that Columbus Grove is throwing at them. Jackson should be able to move the basketball. They don't have everybody inside. They're settling on three-pointers and not their good shooting three-pointers from the corners.
That was an outstanding drive employed right there by Blake Reynolds, the 6'4 junior wing player of Columbus Grove. He was plowed into as he scored, and he converts on the three-point play, and Columbus Grove now possesses a four-point lead, 34-30, half the fourth quarter to go. Akers in backcourt. He's being thwarted. Jackson Center might get called for 10 seconds. No. Camden Reese gets it up and over. Now to Elkert. Elkert throws it cross court to Akers. Jackson Center needs a goal. Elkert thought about the tree, didn't let it go. Did I say thought about the tree? I meant three.
Yeah.
Elkert, pitch and catch with Reichert, 30 feet out. Akers comes to get it. 3:25 to go.
They're running it. Elkert, when he gets it, that's off. It's way off.
Elkert just took a three ball from 30 feet. It barely caught the rim. Rebound Columbus Grove, stolen by Akers of Jackson Center. Boy, the Bulldogs had it, gave it up. Good theft by Akers.
Tigers score here.
Yes. Got to have a bucket now to Jackson Center. Behind by four. Here's Camden Reese. Left corner Akers. Back to Camden Reese. Enters the lane area. Deep right corner Akers. On top Elkert. Foul line Reichert. Double teamed and grabbed. Team foul six on Columbus Grove.
They decline it and they're going to take the three-pointer there by Flatfoot. Wrong sport. My bad.
Right. 2 minutes and 52 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Columbus Grove has edged on top before, 34-30. Nice comeback by the Bulldogs, who played very poorly for most of two and a half to three quarters. Here's Camden Reese at the elbow. Right corner Akers, jump shot, 25-footer, missed it strong. Rebound up and in, up and in. What a play. Akers followed the shot. I'm sorry, I'm mistaken,
Mason
Chuck.
Flatfoot.
Mason Flatfoot. Great play by Mason Flatfoot, the 5'10 senior, in off the bench. He sneaked in between two, between two Bulldogs, and little Mason Flatfoot at 5'10.
That was huge.
Collected the rebound, stuck it in, was fouled over the shoulder, and he's at the strike. Shot by Akers missed so badly, it enabled Flatfoot to get the rebound, and he converts the three-point play. One-point game again. Columbus Grove 34, Jackson Center 33. Blackfoot is 10, Akers is 20. Two six-foot blonde-headed young men. And at first sight, Chuck, they look like one and the same.
Yeah, they do have a similar look.
Uh-huh. Here's Burnesser on the arc for Columbus Grove, which is up one, had been up four. Here's Reynolds, 30 feet away. Wants to drive, can't do it. Now to Clement. He retreats to midcourt. 2:17 to go. Jackson Center's in the 1-1, by the way. Reynolds, shake and bake move on the arc. Almost walked. Gave it up 30 feet out to Hopkins. Near side pass, Burnesser. Two even to go. Fourth quarter, 34-33, Columbus Grove. Now Schneider coming out to get it is Clement straight away. Right flank, Schneider, deep right corner, Burnesser. He's made shots from that distance. Minute 42 to go in the game. And let's see if Columbus Grove forces Jackson Center to eventually foul. Here's Blake Reynolds at midcourt on the bounce. Hand off to Burnesser. No 5-second count. Now it's on. Camden Reese guards tighter. And when the count got to four, Burnesser gave it up. 1:25 to go. dribbling between the legs. It's Hopkins. Now to Clement. Down the right side, into the corner. Loops it back out on top to Hopkins at midcourt. 1:16 to go. Hopkins guarded by Mason Flatfoot. Hopkins on the dribble. Near side pass goes to Alex Snyder. Push off Jackson Center. Team foul 5. 1:09 to go. Jackson Center will have to foul a 6th time. And then perhaps a 7th, unless they get possession. We've got a timeout called by Columbus Grove with 69 seconds to go. Bulldogs up 1 over the Tigers, who are trying to spring the upset on scoresbroadcast.com.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy. Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, the Jackson Center Tigers have been limited to 13 second-half points, Chuck, but are still within 1 of the state's top-ranked team in Boys Division 4.
Well, we saw one last week, and there is a shot. Jackson's got a shot. Even if they have to foul, the only thing they don't want to give up is a 3 here. That makes it a 2-possession game.
Right. Anna beat Versailles, the top team in the state, in Boys Division 3 last Saturday night, 51-37. We were there for that one. Jackson Center trying to repeat defeat here tonight against number 1 Columbus Grove. Ball inbounded to Bernesser, 30 feet away. Double team to Camden Reese. And timeout called by head coach Chris Sauter again. 1:05 to go. 1-point lead Grove on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Hey, don't forget Brookins in Fort Loramie, open till 2:30 tonight. Delicious pork chop special, 8-ounce marinated chops. Outstanding buy, great food. Here is Columbus Grove with the ball, up 1, 1 minute to go. Columbus Grove on the arc, 30 feet away. Dribbling behind his back goes Hopkins. He's double teamed. Elkert all over him. Right side pass goes to Reynolds. Reynolds on the bounce, enters the paint, gives it up on the play to Clement. Back out to Bernesser. 45 seconds to go. Only 5 team fouls in Jackson Center, which must foul twice more to force Columbus Grove to shoot. Here's a hooking foul on Elkert of Jackson Center.
The only one that shot free throws tonight for Columbus Grove is Reynolds. He's 1 for 3. No one else has attempted one.
Jackson Center might have gotten a break there, Chuck. Really didn't look like there was hardly any contact, if any at all.
Well, if they didn't call the foul, they turned it over because Elkert tapped the ball away from him from behind.
You're right, he did. Tigers have taken a timeout with 40.1 to go. 16 fouls on Jackson Center, 7 on Columbus Grove, and the Bulldogs have worked the clock all the way down to 40.1, and they are clinging to a 1-point lead. As I was mentioning, Brooklyn's in Fort Loramie has a fun, family-friendly atmosphere coordinated by owner Carl Arntz. You'll love Brooklyn's. Outstanding food. Many savory sandwiches, cheesy and meaty homemade pizza, plus mouth-watering roasted chicken. At Brookins in Fort Loramie, open till 2:30 a.m. tonight. The banquet room seats up to 60. Great place for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. You cannot beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, brookinspub.com, BRUCKENSpub.com. Out of bounds play by Columbus Grove is a beauty. Bernesser hits Clement on the dead run. Well designed. And Clement beats everybody from Jackson Center to the rim, and he gets a driving layup with 26 seconds to go. Jackson Center down three. Long three ball. Elkert short, no good. Rebound Riker in the lane. Up. He's got it, and a foul. What a play by Aiden Riker of Jackson Center.
Wow, what a rebound, man. He gets up.
Aiden Riker has had a man's game tonight. He's been a monster. Columbus Grove had gone up three. They were up one. Great inbounds play after the timeout, engineered by head coach Chris Sauter. Clement got the 2 points to make it a three-point game. Long three ball missed by Jackson Center. Great rebound shot by Aiden Riker. He was fouled. He shoots the free throw for the tie. It's good. It's good. We're all tied up. We're all tied up. 17 seconds to go. 36-36. Here's Bernesser at midcourt for Columbus Grove. Head coach Chris Sider takes another timeout. 11.6 remaining. It's a full. We're tied up at 36 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
Here is the situation at Jackson Center High School. 11.6 remaining. Columbus Grove 36, Jackson Center 36. Possession Columbus Grove. Team foul situation, 8 on Columbus Grove, 6 on Jackson Center. Last time Columbus Grove had the ball at this spot at side court, they got a layup by Clement. Yep. He's the inbounds man here. He goes in backcourt to Bernesser. Down to 8 seconds to go. Right side Schneider. Now to Clement with 5.5 to go. 3-point land. It's Bernesser. Step back 35-footer. Way short. Rebound Heitkamp. Overtime. Bernesser falling away. About a 29-footer. Chuck, it didn't have a chance.
No, that wasn't a very good shot out of that timeout, that's for sure.
OT at Jackson Center, 36-36. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student-athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Oh, what a Saturday night treat here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's only 8:30. We had an early start. We tipped off, Chuck, at what, about 7:19?
Yep.
Fast JV game. Very few fouls here in the varsity tilt. In fact, Columbus Grove didn't shoot a free throw to what, late third quarter?
No, fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter. Wow, even later than that. So it's been a briskly played contest, a lot of lengthy possessions, fewer stoppages of action than normal. Here it is, 8:30, and we're into overtime on scoresbroadcast.com. Saturday night thriller. Had a good one last night. Anna hung on to nip Fort Loramie to win the Shelby County League outright because Jackson Center was losing in overtime at Botkins. Tigers have lost two of the last three. Jackson Center 15-4 on the year. Columbus Grove 18-0, number one in the state in Division Four. And the Bulldogs have won the tap to start the OT. Here is Bernesser on the arc, goes to the foul line, pulls up, wants to shoot, can't do it. Knocked away by Jackson Center. Bernesser bats it out of bounds.
Nice block by Camden Reese that time. My goodness.
Camden Reese of Jackson Center with a defensive gem. Bernesser didn't expect Reese to be on him like flypaper. Here's a bad pass up the floor by Jackson Center, stolen by Snyder of Columbus Grove. Then he makes a bad pass, and it's deflected out of bounds by the Tigers.
They have still not figured out how to handle that trap that Columbus Grove's thrown at them.
Nope.
The entire second half.
Nope. The Bulldogs' trap has caused Jackson Center to wilt time and time again, bringing the ball down the floor. Here's the ball inbounded by Columbus Grove below the rim, and getting in position to score on the block is Reynolds. A wraparound foul by Camden Reese of Jackson Center. I think maybe in the act of shooting. Let's see.
I think it's going to be a 1-1. It should be a 1-1.
That's important. 1-1 or two shots. Free throw, Reynolds in the air. Swish. Doesn't matter. 37-36. Columbus Grove up one. We were tied at the end of four quarters at 36 each. We're in the extra period. 28 seconds gone. Second shot is good again by Reynolds of Columbus Grove. 6'4 wing player, just a junior. 16.8 a game. Jackson Center down a pair in backcourt. 3:25 to go in OT. Up the right side to Heitkamp. Right corner it goes to Akers. Akers on the floor with Elkert, Camden Reese, Reichert, Heitkamp. Flatfoot is out. Ball thrown left corner. Bad pass. Jackson Center deflected, stolen. Run out the other way by Columbus Grove. And Jackson Center commits a goaltending, and it's not called.
Oh, I don't think that was a goaltending. It never got to the rim.
It was a block, a clean block.
It was a great block.
Here's a foul. Here's a foul. Jackson Center on the loose at midcourt. And on the heels of the Tiger player is Columbus Grove with fouls.
No, I think Elkert, the ball had left his hand. Elkert's the one that knocked it off the backboard.
Okay.
If it had touched the backboard, it would have been goaltending.
So you're saying the ball hit the backboard after it was touched by Elkert?
Yes.
It was close. It was close. Of course, the Columbus Grove fans are fit to be tied, and head coach Chris Sauter of Columbus Grove is receiving the explanation. It was a steal, a bust out the other way. It was Hopkins or Schneider, one of the two for Columbus Grove. Elkert from behind, a very slight deflection.
Hard.
Here is Reichert at the free throw line for Jackson Center. He had the 1-1. We had a scattered floor melee for a loose ball. Foul on Columbus Grove, and Reichert missed the bonus situation for Jackson Center. 38-36 Columbus Grove. 2:44 to go. Here's a good backup. Fine play. Reynolds, Burmester, layup. Got it. Columbus Grove by four. Foul on the play against the Tigers to boot. But Chuck, if Jackson Center loses, it can look back at its free throw shooting.
Well, they had their chance to win this basketball game.
The foul shooting for the Tigers has been horrible. A three-point play chance here for Burmester of Columbus Grove. Flatfoot wanted to come in for Jackson Center. Ball had been handed to the free throw shooter, so Heitkamp's got to stay on the court. Free throw coming for Columbus Grove to push the lead to five. Shot by Burmester, swish. Big three-point play by Tate Burmester of Columbus Grove. And the lead has been expanded to five. Biggest lead of the night for the Bulldogs, 41-36. 2:41 to go in OT. Akers in backcourt for Jackson Center, looks for help. Inbounds it 35 feet away. Or I should say 85 feet away from the rim. It's Elkert in the corner of the floor. And Columbus Grove committed a cardinal sin.
What a stupid
foul. That far from the basket, Chuck, over guarding in the rear corner of backcourt.
Well, you got the five-point lead. You let them bring it in. You force them up the floor.
Oh.
There's no reason to go for a steal right there.
My goodness. Well, Christopher Elkert has got the double bonus, foul number 10 on Columbus Grove, which leads by five. 2:40 left in OT. Elkert's foul shot is smooth. It was pure. 41-37. Columbus Grove by four. We're in overtime. We were tied at 36 at the end of regulation. Elkert shoots and missed. It rimmed. It rimmed and came out. Oh, it was down below the cylinder.
Yeah.
It looked like two-thirds of the ball disappeared, and then it somehow swirled out of there. And now Columbus Grove got the ball up four. 2:25 to go. 18 fouls on the Tigers. Riker defending against Reynolds, top of the circle. Handoff to Evan Hopkins. Now Reynolds, 30 feet away. Right wing, it's Hopkins on a weave. Goes to Bernesser. Down to 2 minutes left in the overtime. 4-point lead for Columbus Grove. Jackson Centers had the free throws to have a lead of 3 or 4 points. They have misfired frequently.
8 for 14.
Far right wing, it's Bernesser. Columbus Grove clings to the ball. Jackson Center eventually will have to foul. Trailing by 4. Elkert at midcourt. Chasing into the lane. Hopkins. Late pass to a teammate. Offensive foul. What a play by Clay Akers of Jackson Center. He set up shop, and Hopkins ran him down.
Columbus Grove doing everything they can to keep Jackson Center in this basketball game. Why are you attacking the rim?
So right. Columbus Grove in a befuddling manner, Chuck.
Well, I understand why they're attacking the rim, because they're kids.
That was simply a case of you stop short of contact, give the ball up. He got too deep, did the offensive player for Columbus Grove, and he knocked down the Jackson Center defender. Inbounds pass by Jackson Center, stolen by Columbus Grove, and then Jackson Center intercepts. 90 seconds left in OT. Jackson Center down 4. Riker foul line, might have walked, could have gotten away with one. Columbus Grove fans in the background thought there was traveling. A minute 20 left. Jackson Center goes. Elkert down inside to Reichert. Spin move. Got it for 2. What a play by Aiden Reichert in traffic. Timeout. Tigers 2-point game. Columbus Grove leads. 70 seconds to go in the overtime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GOFFENAFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, is the most valued insurance agency in the Upper Miami Valley. Customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. 8 fouls on Jackson Center. Columbus Grove up 2 with the ball. A minute 6 to go in overtime. We're near the 1 minute mark. 35 feet away, Hopkins with the ball. Retreats to the Tigers logo. Drives into the top of the circle. Near side pass goes to Alex Schneider. Guarded by Akers. Schneider looks for help. He's double teamed. Nearly a 5-second count. Oh, my goodness. Head coach Chris Sider of Columbus Grove got the timeout when the count was at 4. 52.7 to go. Jackson Center behind by 2. Chuck, let's let our listeners know that we've got girls basketball coming up this week. For sure, we've got Fort Loramie Marion Local on Tuesday night from the Redskins gym. Marion Local ranked in the top 10 in the state in girls Division 4. Fort Loramie by far and away the number one ranked team all year long in girls D4. Tip-off 7:30 on Tuesday. Webcast time 7:10. We've got other options to choose from during the week. Anna girls play Monday night. Fort Loramie girls back at it on Thursday. Check the website over the next 24 hours for an update of our schedule this week. Next Friday night, Fort Loramie boys home to Bodkins. Next Saturday night, Anna boys home to Minster.
That'll be 2 pretty good games there.
Yep, sure. Anna boys have won the Shelby County League outright by beating Fort Loramie last night, while Jackson Center lost in overtime at Botkins. Here, Jackson Center is an OT again. Down by 2, 41-39. Columbus Grove ball. 48 seconds to go in the overtime, the extra session. Bernesser through the top of the circle. Hands it off 30 feet away to Hopkins, to Clement. Right side of the floor, Bernesser. 38 to go. Nearly a steal by Akers. Bernesser's double teamed. Gets rid of it to Hopkins. Hopkins hand off to Bernesser. Double team, triple team, hacked on the play.
It's Reynolds. Reynolds is going to go to the one and one.
I said Bernesser. It is. It's Reynolds. Number two, not number three. One and one, ninth team foul on the Tigers.
He's made three in a row now after missing his first two.
31.2 to go in the extra period. 41 to 39. Columbus Grove by two. Reynolds, one and one in the air, way short. Rebound, Akers, Jackson center, which can take the lead with a three, tie it with a two. Here's Riker, 30 feet away, down the lane. Oh, he stutter stepped and walked, gave it to Akers, long three-pointer, wide left. Rebound, Columbus Grove in backcourt, 14 to go. Here's Bernesser, Reynolds, up the floor, Snyder, nine to go. Jackson center's got a foul, they do. Right in front of the Grove bench with 7.9 remaining. Akers for Jackson Center with what, Chuck? 14, 15 seconds to go? Maybe a second or two less than that. Had a long three, a 24-footer for the lead. Missed it off to the left. Two free throws now for Columbus Grove. Two made free throws would make it a two-possession game, but it's missed. Snyder, no good.
That was halfway down.
Yes. Boy, that ball went swirling around the iron fast three or four times. Here's the situation. Second free throw upcoming for Columbus Grove. If it's a miss, Jackson Center's got to make sure it gets the defensive rebound. 7.9 remaining. Jackson Center's down two. If it's a make, Jackson Center's got to get it inbounds. That's not been easy. And for Jackson Center to get a good look, Chuck, in 7.9, that might be challenging as well.
Well, everybody has to be prepared. If they're down three, 7.9, they can't right. just try to find Elkert.
Right.
If you've got an open shot or a look at the basket, yep. you got to take it no matter who you are yep. and give it your best shot.
And there's really no preferred shooter at this point. The first good look in the half court, you let it fly. And if it's early enough, Aiden Reichert might be around the rim somewhere for a stick back.
If they're down three, that doesn't help. If they're down two,
right.
that's good.
That's why this is such a big free throw here for Schneider of Columbus Grove, which leads by two, 41 to 39, 7.9 to go in the overtime. Well, we've got three Tigers on the free throw lane, two Bulldogs. Second free throw by Schneider is off the rim. No good. He missed it. Jackson Center can tie with a two. Here's Riker in backcourt. Throws it up the floor to midcourt to a Jackson Center player. He's undercut and flattened, and it's going to be a double bonus. How in the world could you be that overly aggressive and foul? 3.1 left. Schneider blew two free throws. Columbus Grove was in everything imaginable to allow Jackson Center to stay in, or I should say, to stay within striking range. And now Garrett Pringer for Jackson Center will have two free throws, and the Tigers have shot them poorly all night.
Well, Reynolds, if they can get this into the second overtime, he just fouled out of the game.
Wow. Foul number five on Columbus Grove's leading scorer all year, Blake Reynolds, 16.8 per contest. He has just fouled out. Boy, he lost his cool there at midcourt. Free throw by Pringer of Jackson Center is on the way, and it's in. 41-40. Columbus Grove by one, 3.1 to go in the overtime. Here's Pringer for the tie.
And Columbus Grove does not have a timeout to take.
Second shot, Garrett Pringer. It is no good. It's no good. Columbus Grove gets the rebound, and we're down to 0.5 left in Jackson Center foul. Clearly a case of nerves. Pringer pulled the string, didn't follow through on the foul shot.
Yep. Well, I mean, he doesn't go there a lot.
Yep, yep. That was a real tough situation. Chuck, that 15-foot free throw in that situation, I probably would have gotten it about 7.5 feet there.
I would. Yeah. And that's been a heck of a game.
Sure has. 0.5 left. Burmeister at the line for Columbus Grove. And he rolls into free throw to give the Bulldogs a 2-point lead, 42-40, with 0.5 to go. Garrett Pringer squished the first free throw, way short of the second. That was for the tie. Columbus Grove got the rebound. The clock worked its way down to 0.5 before the Tigers could foul. Jackson Center has just taken a timeout. 0.5 remaining. Second free throw coming for Burmeister for Columbus Grove.
I'm telling you, it's a hard thing to do, really. I missed this free throw.
Right.
Because if he makes it, now you can run the end line and set up some kind of a play. If he misses it, the clock's going to start, and you're going to have to throw something from the end of the floor.
Now, once the ball is touched on the rebound, the clock starts.
Yes.
Game ends.
So you
hit the rim. If you're Columbus Grove, you try to get a fingertip on the rebound. Even if Jackson Center secures the rebound, the clock starts.
They got to throw the ball the length of the floor to try to make a three.
You're right. I've seen this implemented many times. The perfect strategy right now is to miss it now.
It's hard to miss it, but you got to make sure you hit the rim.
Right. Now, if there's 7 or 8 seconds to go, you make it and you stretch the lead to three.
Sure.
Well, let's see what Columbus Grove does here. Back at the line is State Burmeister. It's a 2-point game, 42-40. This is really academic, or it should be. I don't see how Columbus Grove could allow Jackson Center back in the game at this point. 0.5 to go. Burmeister at the line for Columbus Grove, which leads 42-40. He toes the stripe. Jackson Center with 4 men on the free throw lane. Free throw by Burmeister, way short. Rebound Jackson Center, and the ball game ends. It looked like Burmeister, Chuck, pulled the string on it on purpose.
He did.
That was the smart move.
He did.
Columbus Grove remains unbeaten, 19-0. Nips Jackson Center here tonight, 42-40, in a thriller at the Habitat of the Cat. So many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors on Scores Broadcast. The Sydney Daily News, best sports-based coverage around. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. U.S. Bank, 9 locations in the Western Ohio District. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. We also salute Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. A full-service accounting firm for you and your business. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street. No good eating place quite like Brookins. Gratitude once more to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We'll keep you moving forward. And also a new underwriting sponsor, Martin Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn, it will make your gift ideas come to life. Well, for Jackson Center, Chuck, head coach Scott Elkert and his club needs to find a way to win in overtime. A double weekend pair of losses, both in single OT. Last night to Botkins by 3, and tonight to the number one team in the state, Columbus Grove, by 2.
Yeah, I mean, they did everything that they could possibly do to win the basketball game. Reichert had a terrific night. He earned every point. He had 18 points. I don't know if he's ever had to work that hard to get 18 points in a basketball game. But they did a lot of good things. They turned the ball over 12 times. That's a little too much.
Yeah.
And their perimeter guys missed some wide-open threes that they needed to make. If they make a couple of those, if they make one of those, they win the basketball game.
You're right. Absolutely right. Free throws came back to haunt. It's a cliche. We talk about it all the time in these high school games. Free throw shooting throughout, especially in the fourth quarter, will make the difference, and it did tonight for Jackson Center. Columbus Grove shot better at the charity stripe.
Two of five from the free throw line in the overtime.
Wow. You make all three of those you missed, you win the game by a point.
And one of them, the front end of the one-on-one.
That's 4 points left out on the floor. This Columbus Grove team, Chuck, is physically very talented.
Oh, yeah.
An imposing team. And clearly, I'm sure head coach Chris Seiner of Columbus Grove would say, this was one of our several, maybe even one of our few, worst games of the year tonight. Jackson Center's defense had a lot to do with that for sure, but the Bulldogs did not shoot it very well at all.
No, but that is Jackson Center's MO.
Yeah, shot selection wasn't good at times.
No, it was not. They held Reynolds to 9 points, but Bernesser ended up with 18.
Right.
So, and he matched Reichert. It was a fun game, and it was an intense game. I know the people behind us were not very happy with the officiating. I thought because of the intensity of the basketball game, I truly thought they called a pretty good game. They were really consistent. They didn't call much either way.
No, I did not think it was a poorly worked game at all. It was tough to officiate. It was highly physical. Fact of the matter is, Jackson Center got the ball down inside to Reichert far, far more often than Columbus Grove got the ball offensively down below the free throw line. That's where fouls were being called.
Right.
As a result, Columbus Grove did not shoot a free throw until the fourth quarter.
Correct.
Yeah, there was a handful, a big handful of real tough 50-50 calls in this game tonight. Referees were on them 95% of the time. Made the call, sold it. You play on in those situations.
Well, I mean, they had a chance to put it away. They missed a free throw, missed another free throw, had a charge, terrible charge,
yeah,
down there with a 3-point lead in the ball.
And how about the undercut at midcourt?
And then setting to the free throw line, and he makes that second free throw. We're still playing basketball.
Yes, yep. Yeah, that was an undercut at midcourt by Reynolds. His fifth foul. We were down to what? 10 seconds left at that point?
No, it was like 7.6.
Under 8. Jackson Center had to go the length of the floor to get a two-pointer to tie, and Jackson Center was stymied a bit in backcourt, made a sloppy late pass to midcourt, looked like it might have been intercepted, and lo and behold, Pringer had half his body in front of Reynolds of Columbus Grove. Reynolds undercut him and sent Jackson Center to the line for a double bonus and a chance to tie in the waning seconds. One was made, one was missed. All she wrote, Jackson Center loses in overtime fashion last night and tonight.
Well, I go to Columbus every year for the boys' state basketball tournament, and I will not be surprised if we get a look if Columbus Grove is not over there. They're a good basketball team.
Oh, physically imposing.
Yeah, well coached.
Yes.
I thought he did an outstanding job tonight.
Yep. Chris Sauter has been through the wars, took an ADA team to the state Final Four. He was at ADA 14 years. He's been here at Columbus Grove four. This is his best club. Head coach Scott Elkert here at Jackson Center for 20. It's not Scott's best team, one of his several best for sure, and it's a club which is in every single game, except the two against Anna.
Right.
But Anna's Division III, Jackson Center won't see the Rockets. Jackson Center with a little better shot making, a little better support for Aiden Reichert in the middle, and Jackson Center can go deep in Southwest Ohio in the D4 tourney.
Absolutely.
These two clubs could not meet in the region. They're in different regions. They could meet in the state Final Four. A lot of fun. Enjoyed it. Again, listeners, keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. That's S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Chuck, what a capper to a double weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, two very good games.
Two very physical games.
And the Rockets won the Shelby County League last night, beating Fort Laramie by 8, as the Shelby County Athletic League, sometimes I forget that A, Athletic League, that's now a part of the formal title. And the Rockets won the SCAL outright last night. now leading by two full games. Anna's got one to play.
Yep.
That's next Monday, a week from Monday, against Botkins. This coming Friday night, we've got Fort Loramie and Botkins at Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com. Columbus Grove 19-0. Jackson Center now 15-5. As we look ahead, the Jackson Center Tigers have got a home date with Fairlawn coming up on this Friday. Home date with Fairlawn this Friday, and then a road date at Riverside on Saturday. That to look at Jackson Center's upcoming card. And we're back in action for sure on Tuesday. Marion Local Girls at Fort Loramie. Webcast time at 7:10, might be earlier tonight. The JV game was quick, and we tipped the varsity tilt at 7:19, believe it or not.
Right, yeah, there was no freshman game. That always helps get them done quicker.
Yeah, you're right. JV game started at 6 o'clock right on the dot. Enjoyed it? Ron Mooney is our scores, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Jackson Center, where the Columbus Grove Bulldogs have edged the Jackson Center Tigers in overtime. The state's number one ranked team, 42, Jackson Center, 40.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.